Okay, let's move on to stacking theory, doing
Haven't seen you
Hikikomori
in a
by
while.
Distance.
Here I am again, stuck in lyric hell. All the thoughts inside my head are disappearing like they were never there. Here I am again.
I think this is another excellent cover, another cover that does not resemble the original very much. Even this cover sounds sort of difficult to keep in order, if that makes any sense. It's a little, for me anyway, just sort of tracking how it was, progressing was a little odd, but it was fine. I still enjoyed it a whole heck of a lot. I just thought it was a really great interpretation and a great improvement over the original. The original, I didn't mind all that much. That sounds like damning, faint praise. But honestly, I went back and listened to the original again and realized that, maybe I didn't give it the props that it deserved on the first time I heard it and the last. I mean, it sounded just returning to it after hearing this cover. It sounded almost like a completely different song, which I hope is praise to both of those songs.
So funny. I love this calling card that Stacking Theory has where he goes, "Hey!" And there's an element of it that reminds me of Harry Carey. Hi! By Harry Carey, I don't mean seppuku. I'm talking about the beloved Cubs announcer from years and years ago.
Yeah, or maybe Will Ferrell's
Yes.
impression of him.
Yeah, I think this is just a really fun collab. I mean, it's exactly what I think a bonus round song should be. You pick one of the obscure songs that you think nobody would cover, and you just make it yours. It's not nearly as sparse. I think that with any of Distance's songs, there's like an odd timing to it. Usually, there's a really interesting instrument choice, and I like that Stacking Theory took the core of the song and turned it into just a completely different thing. Great production. I like the guitars. I like the weird synths. I like all the little voices that keep popping up in the background, and I also just like the concept of this song in general. I had to look up what Hikikomori is, but I think the concept of thinking that social isolation will somehow force you to be creative when you're feeling stuck in a rut is such a good concept because it really is something that I think everybody has been in at some point before, where they're like, "Well, maybe if I just get away from all of this and just stay in a room, I'll be able to create something." And a lot of times you just sit there and it feels like torture because nothing is coming out. So I really enjoyed this. Great job.
Yeah, I like this one a lot too. I like just all of the polish he applied. So he kept all the weirdness of the original, like with all the sounds popping in and out and some of the voices that you can barely hear. I think that he mentioned that this was a birthday gift for Mandrake slash Distance slash Play Button, the person with many names, who I guess recently turned 20. So happy birthday, Distance, if you're out there
Happy
listening.
birthday.
Yeah. I really like there's like this build up towards the last third of the song where Stacking Theory, or Gizzo, I think is the singer from Stacking Theory, where he laments, "It's better than being lonely." And then everything musically just sort of gets more and more intense, and then it kind of breaks like a wave on the beach or something. It's just a very cool section. And what I think made this song memorable for me was just all the ear candy and just all the things to grab your attention and the little audio touches that are all over the song. So I thought it was pretty cool.